I'd like to call together the City of Franklin Quarry Monitoring Committee for Thursday, November 29th. It is 6 p.m. Mr. Deedle is staff member on my right. He is not a voting member of the committee. Mr. Deedle, will you take the roll?
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Member Shore?
Here.
Member Knippel?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Member Ruffing?
Here.
And we have
okay, quorum. We have a quorum. And we don't typically have the meeting here, but we have a flag, so... Alderman Barber, would you like to lead us in? Is there a way to turn up my microphone? Leroy is telling me he can't hear me.
Can you hear me, Leroy?
Yeah, now I can. You got to be close, though.
That's this fair. Close.
Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2. How's that?
Thank you.
I have to eat this mic, I guess. Okay, so we first we have is the approval of the minutes for July 11th. Do we have a motion or any additions or changes to the minutes?
I so move.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a first and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Are you going to abstain, did you say? Or are you
present? Okay. Because I wasn't here for the meeting on the
11th. It doesn't matter. It's up to you if you want to vote or not.
Yeah, Jesse's opined on that.
Okay. Then, yeah.
Okay.
To approve.
Okay. The minutes are approved. Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is citizen comment period, and what I'd like to do is give everyone that wants to speak a chance, so we'll do the more limited three-minute type, and then once we feel like everyone's had a chance to speak, then those that would like to come back and add more are welcome to come back up if that's okay with everyone. Alderman Barber.
When I suggested that this meeting be moved, my hope was that it could become somewhat of a dialogue or somewhat more interactive in the sense that I'm sure there's a lot of questions and comments out there, and if we have an answer readily available, we could maybe respond to it. If not, we're going to have to take the questions and bring them back at a later date or publish the answers as we would see that we could work through whatever concerns you do have. So I'd move to suspend the rules just to allow for some back-and-forth dialogue if it is appropriate and if we can do it at this meeting.
Okay, there's been a motion to suspend the rules and allow for an open dialogue, which is fine. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no one's opposed, we will suspend the rules. We don't typically have our meeting in this more formal setting of the council chambers, so usually we're, you know, right there with the audience, so this is a little bit odd for us. So, is there anyone who would like to start off with the citizen comment? Come up to the microphone, state your name and address, please.
Evening. My name is Brian Wetlaufer. I live on South 55th Street. And first of all, I'd like to thank the committee for changing the meeting time this evening to allow us folks to that have other commitments and work to come out and express our concerns and questions for you. I certainly don't speak for everybody in the room here. There is a smaller group that I'm part of that has met for the last couple of weeks about the quarry operations, and we do have some specific questions, so I will speak for them on that behalf. But I'd like to just give an overview, a general overview of why a small group is here. Possibly everybody else in the room will agree with that or not. I've lived in Franklin for 18 going on 19 years. Certainly had my share of quarry blast concerns. Have taken the opportunity to complain both verbally and on paper about those. However, the October 1st event was by far the most concerning blast I felt from the quarry. In my 19 years, that was the strongest I've felt. I've heard from other people in my small group that there's been larger. I must not have been home that day because October 1st was by far So that's what brought our small group together, and I'm assuming that's what brought most of everybody here, is that October 1st event. And so that's going to be the pivot point that we're going to always talk about. We have specific questions, our small group, that we'll ask on our own. We also have put a document together of general questions that we'll give each member of the committee. Hopefully some of those questions will be answered this evening. We understand not all of them will be answered, so we have put a timeline on here of early 2019 to get responses back. We think that's a generous timeline to get responses back. So there's kind of a mix of questions and concerns that we're looking at tonight, but I just wanted to impress upon the committee of what has driven us here this evening. And my specific question is, of the committee members, who was home and felt the October 1st blast? One person. Not surprisingly, the alderman in our district, so that's good. But I wanted the other members of the committee to understand that answer, that, and think of that when you hear our concerns, is that we experienced it and you didn't. So please keep that in mind throughout all our comments and all our questions, that there's this bridge already of divide between your understanding of our concerns and what we're really speaking with. So that's my specific question. I'll step down and let other people speak. Some of the members of our small group will ask their own specific questions, but that's the overview of why we're here. So we appreciate the time, and we look forward to getting some answers to our questions.
I just want to let you know that when I lived closer to the quarry, that I felt a lot of those as well. So I'm now on the furthest side of the district, and there are a lot of airplanes going overhead, and frequently I can't tell the difference between, you know, what noises are outside of my home because of the distance. But I am well aware of the quarry blasting and have been.
Yeah, that October 1st blast, I liken it to, I was in an earthquake in California about 18 years ago. Now, it was not an earthquake, and I'm not equating it, but it was darn close to the physical effect I felt from an earthquake. My house shook tremendously and everything in it. And I guess my bigger concern is that the answer we've received from either this committee or from Payne and Dolan, that was only a 17% of the maximum allowable blast, that's very concerning for me, because if a blast can go much higher than that, I'm afraid for my house and my property value. So thank you.
If there's anyone who would like to take the chair and the microphone, if they're more comfortable to have your paper in front of you and sit up here at the chair, you're welcome to do that as well.
I did submit a couple questions in advance through
Please
email.
Please state your name and address.
Lynn Callis, 8054 South 55th. Are those questions, are you going to read through them, or do we have to ask them now?
However you'd Mike. Like to do it. We've suspended the rules to allow for
okay.
an open.
Okay, then I'll repeat myself. When we first moved in 1999, the people next to us had been there about 5 years, and when they moved, they had some agreement with the quarry that if their house didn't sell within 3 months, the quarry would buy it from them for fair market value. And that's exactly what did happen. Their house didn't sell. They moved away. 6 months later, it was sold, but it was owned by the quarry the way we understood it all that time. So I'd like to know the history of that agreement and why the people right next door to him didn't have that. Was it only people who built in 95 or what? Mike.
Alderman Barber.
Here 25 years. And
can't hear you, Mike.
I've been here for 26 years now, and I live on 60th and Drexel. Mm-hmm. And one of the first years I was living here, I received that document, and I did sign it and send it back. And I think there was a 10-year window on that in which you could have 10 years that they would guarantee that condition if you couldn't sell your house. But that lapsed probably 12, 15 years ago as far as my understanding of what.
Why would it have lapsed?
That was the window that was offered. I'm not sure why it did. I wasn't part of the committee at that point. But I received the same thing, and it was a 10-year window, I believe.
That of signing it or selling your house?
You had to sign it within a certain period of time, and then it was 10 years from there that they would guarantee the price or market value if you couldn't sell your house.
Okay.
So I think it's,
Can we find out? I mean, why just that? Well, I understand that, but why? Why wouldn't they keep offering that same deal? Was it larger explosions at that time?
I don't really know how many people responded to it at the time. I'm not sure of any of the statistics on that.
Okay. Well, that was the question I submitted, if we could find out the history on that and why we don't all qualify for that.
I just asked Mr. Deedle, and he said that was some negotiation when they did what's called the PDD, which are the governing document for the quarry. So whoever was the city...
So it's only been there? When did the quarry begin operation there? Pardon me?
Well, there's several questions on when... That actually, I can't tell you because it was long before I got involved.
Okay,
in
well, that was the question I submitted, so I would like an answer to that eventually.
I think what happened
that house
was
built in like 95, that long after the quarry was in operation.
So this specific question, so staff can take that down
okay.
and get an answer back, would be...
That'd be great.
What is the specific question? Can you restate the specific question?
What is the history of that agreement, and why don't other people have that same option today?
Okay. I'm going to guess it was because that's what was negotiated at the time that the quarry was...
Well, I would like to negotiate something. Okay,
yeah,
whatever. Right. You can let me know what the answer is.
You have to go back to the previous council or people elected
okay.
who did all the voting and negotiating because I don't
okay.
know why they
well,
came up with that.
Either give me that resource or find it out yourselves, I guess. I do have one other question.
I think Commissioner Shore would like to respond to that.
Speak up, please.
I can show you what happened. I've got the list and everything.
Okay.
If you give me your phone number and your name, I can...
Okay, I'll provide that to you. I would think everyone here would be interested on if that would still be available to people or why not.
Yes, I got a lot of stuff.
Okay, whatever.
I've been here since...
Then my other question... should we, like, from that October 1st blast, we have two new cracks in a wall and a ceiling. Is there some way that we can document or tie this or anything to the stuff that's happening? I mean, we're just out of luck when our house starts to crumble?
There's nothing that addresses that in our zoning ordinances, this PDD. That would be between you. You could talk to Payne and Dolan, see if they're willing to talk to you and look at the property.
Oh, uh-huh.
Otherwise, it's between you and the courts.
Oh, and the courts?
Yep.
Okay. So we
anybody
could document
else that you think
it
damages
and...
your property?
Pardon me?
Just the same process that you would follow as if you thought somebody else, a neighbor, was damaging your property. It's the same process you would have to go through.
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Lon Arvston. I live at 8161 South 59th Street in Franklin. We bought our home where we're at now in 1976, so we've been there a while. I have here in my hand a State of Wisconsin, City of Franklin, Ordinance Number 97-1456. It was a Payne and Dolan issue of property change by the City of Franklin considered as rezoning of that property in 1996. So in 1996, the city allowed Payne and Dolan to rezone the property from residential to commercial, designated as a quarry, from what I've read on the document. I, too, at some time in the past, through different activities through the city, was aware of a situation in which the city and Payne and Dolan agreed that any property owner, particularly in our subdivision, that had consistent damage in the home during the time that they were in existence and the home was sold, the quarry would make the house whole for the comparative value on the market. Now, I had a question at Mike earlier. Do any of you know if there is a current contract with the City of Franklin for the Payne and Dolan quarry operation? A contract, an ordinance. What provides them the right in the City of Franklin to conduct quarry operations?
It's called the PDD 23 and PDD 24. Originally, one of them was for Vulcan, and then Payne and Dolan bought them out, and they now are under both of those PDDs. PDD stands for Plan Development District. Those documents were adopted, I don't know, back in 1997.
Well, that follows the year of when I told you the city made a change in designation.
Well, that document has since become an ordinance. So the PDD for Payne and Dolan and Vulcan became two separate ordinances, and you're holding one of them, and the other is 97-1456. So that's
the one I've got. Ordinance 97-1456.
Yeah, those are the governing documents that set all the standards and the agreements between the city and the quarry at that time. And one thing I'd like to make clear, because I'm looking at the people out there actually who think that we up here have power as to be able to do something. And what I can tell you is you're looking at a recommending body to the council. So if there's any action that comes out of this, it actually has to go to the council, which you have two members here on the council, but the rest of the people up here are just citizen members who were interested in being on the committee because they have been in the same situation as you. And we are on the committee because we asked to be on the committee as the people that have to represent all of you. So we're the people that are on your side as far as we understand your complaints. He gets the complaints, I get the complaints, and then, well, Marge was a former alderwoman, so she understands these issues very well. But as far as the quarry itself, we're tied to these PDD documents and what those standards are, and then there's also state standards that these documents are supposed to be a little bit tighter than state standards, but
I believe you misunderstood. I'm not asking you specifically what you can do. I'm just asking as a representative for my interest and everybody's interest here, are you aware and are knowledgeable enough to administer our rights to the quarry and what they can do to us? Yes or no?
Well, we don't administer anything. We're a recommending body.
You must serve the quarry these documents and to determine whether they're meeting the standards that they were written for. Are you aware of the standards and are you making sure they're being met?
I'm extremely aware of the standards and we do work at them being met, but we are tied to what's in there, and what is in there is not protecting the residents. What is in there allows for blasting that you feel, and we can't change those standards because the only way we can is if the quarry would open up the documents and change those, and they're not going to do that.
What do you mean they can't open up the documents?
Well,
aren't we a public entity, and aren't they responsible to giving us what we need in open law?
I don't know. Would you like to speak, Clint, on the documents?
I mean, you're
themselves?
Telling me Payne and Dolan is just an operating entity that has no control over this body?
They have no control over this body.
No, you don't have any control over Payne and Dolan.
The only control we have is what is in those documents, and those documents do not, in my opinion, protect the residents of the city. But I didn't vote on them, and I didn't put them in place, and neither did Alderman Barber.
Well,
and
it doesn't matter
stuck
whether you voted on
have.
Them; you're still responsible for representing the documents. Is that correct or not?
We are, but what we represent in those documents are not strong enough standards to protect you, in my opinion. That's my personal opinion.
Go about changing the documents so Payne and Dolan has to be more accountable to the meeting the needs of the citizens being affected by their blast.
Alderman Barber, would you like to respond?
It's